Hey, welcome to another episode of the Isn't She Powerful podcast. My name is Laura B, and today we are going to be digging into the topic of spirituality, which I am very nervous to be sharing. I actually have like my anxious butterflies in my stomach as I am preparing for turning on the microphone and recording this episode, just because I in this episode, I want to share my journey through spirituality and talk about how my spirituality is so much healthier and stronger now than it has ever been. And it looks very, very different from what traditional spirituality looks like. And I think I'm scared, one, of the judgment of others and how my spirituality looks different from other people's. And I think, too, I'm just nervous to share this topic because I feel like it's just such a, you know, you either are, people just have very strong opinions about spirituality and the all things in this realm. And so I'm just very nervous to share this episode, but I'm also really excited because I feel like this is a really cool opportunity to get to share with you. If you do have trouble with spirituality and connecting to, you know, a higher power or anything like that, then this might offer a very cool, refreshing perspective for you, because for me, it has been that. And so I'm excited, but also nervous. And so if you are somebody who is maybe a little bit more judgmental whenever it comes to accepting other people's point of view and perspectives and relationships with God or a higher power, then I invite you to either open your mind and accept, you know, a differing perspective through listening to this episode, or turn it off and not judge me, please. So without further ado, let's dig into this episode. Remember that the On My Sleeve episodes are very vulnerable episodes. I've been releasing one a month since the podcast was created, and these are always episodes that feel a little bit more vulnerable and a little bit harder for me to share. And so just keep that in mind if I'm like stumbling through this some, or if I'm feeling, you know, a little bit more nervous and you can sense that, then just keep in mind that this is just me. This is the whole purpose of this episode, is me sharing my heart with you, sharing my vulnerabilities with you. And I just ask that you, you know, accept me and accept this and be open to learning something new. So let's go on and let's dig into this episode. Welcome to the Isn't She Powerful podcast. I'm your host, Laura B., health coach, educator, and founder of the Be Healthy Lifestyle. I'm here to bring you all of the health education and motivation so that you can sign off each week feeling equipped and empowered to tackle all of your health goals. Come along with me as I teach you the basics of healthy living so that you can have everyone in your life saying, "Isn't she powerful?" Spirituality is a pretty big piece of our health that is not really talked about enough at all. Our health can be broken down into four main categories: our physical health, our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual health. And the spirituality, because it is something that can be judged and, you know, just people have their strong opinions about it. Like I was saying before, it can be left out of the conversation of health many times. And that's why I made this an On My Sleeve episode, because I wasn't ready to talk about this from a health perspective. I just want to talk about this from, you know, me sharing my heart perspective. And so if you don't feel like spirituality is a very big, strong point for you, then this episode might be for you, because there's probably something that has happened for you in the past that has kind of shut you off to connecting to your spirituality. Spirituality is just feeling like like there is a deeper purpose for being on this earth and feeling connected to the world around you, to others around you. It's feeling a sense of deep connection and deep purpose. That is what spirituality is. Many of us view spirituality as a relationship with God. Some view it as a relationship with the universe, whatever it is there is none of that. None of that exists. I went through a really difficult time with, does any of this stuff exist? Is God even real? I don't know. Maybe everybody doesn't go through that kind of thing, but I went through a pretty long period of my life where I believed that. So I'll just kind of start at the beginning. Whenever I was a kid, I grew up in a Christian family, but I did not, we didn't go to church consistently. I had a home church. It's where my grandparents went. It's where my aunts and uncles went. Like, my whole family went to this little church in my little town. And I would go there occasionally, but it wasn't something that I was very consistent with. And I was a kid. And so it wasn't something that my parents were consistent with. And therefore I wasn't. Sometimes my grandparents would come pick me up on the way. And eventually, once I started getting a little bit older, I would ask my grandparents to come pick me up because I enjoyed going. And my parents always used to say that I had a hotline to heaven, that I could say a prayer and then something, that prayer would come true. And they used to say, if they really, we really needed something to happen, or, there was a big pressing situation, they would always say, Laura, call up God, use your hotline to heaven and ask him for this thing to come true. And so I always felt like, oh, wow, I'm special. I have a deep connection with God. Isn't that cool? Something makes me special. And I loved that. I thought that was so much fun. Like I said, late middle, early high school, I went to church all the time. I went to Wednesday night services, Sunday morning, Sunday night. The youth group at my church was super active during that time, and I loved it. It was like a place to be in town on Wednesday nights was at my church's youth service. And so we loved it. We enjoyed going there. We would go there, I would go there often, and just we went on trips together, and I loved being a part of church during that time. And I never really had any trouble accepting God. I was always a little bit shy to talk about it, but I never really had any trouble believing that he existed. It wasn't until I went to college, I guess, that I started being like, okay, is any of this even real? I don't know. I don't really even know or have a way to describe why I felt that way, or there's no event that happened. There wasn't something that happened that I was like, if God was real, then this wouldn't have happened. None of that was true for me. I don't know why I started having all these thoughts. It was just maybe a phase, maybe something that I needed to grow through in order to get to where I am now. But I just didn't see the point in having a relationship with God, to be honest. And I will say this too. I felt like I was better off not going to church, not praying, not having a relationship with God, because that was better than disappointing him. And I felt like my actions outside of those few things would be disappointing to him. I was, drinking and partying with my friends. I was, just doing things that weren't Christian-like. And, talking about people and just, it was that all or nothing mindset that I talk about so much, is I felt like I either needed to be a perfect Christian or no Christian at all. And so if I couldn't be perfect, then why was I doing it? And I was better off not disappointing him, not letting him down, and just not having any relationship with him at all. It was the all or nothing mindset. Now that I think about that, I'm like, wow, look how that showed up for me in so many ways. I was like that with my physical health. I was like that with my spiritual health as well. And I find that so interesting. And I talked about that in the All or Nothing podcast episode, which released 2 or 3 weeks ago, where I said, if this shows up for you in one area of your life, it's likely showing up for you in multiple. And here it was showing up for me in my spirituality. where I felt like, you know, I was just a disappointment, and I would rather him not know me and not see me and just, you know, have no relationship. It was like, I was just like truly burning the bridge where, you know, if this bridge is burnt down and there's no way for him to get across to me, then he's not going to know that I'm disappointing him, and therefore I'm not a disappointment and I can keep doing whatever I want to do. And obviously now I believe that that's not true. I think I was just doing that as a way to make myself feel better, as a way to, you know, as an excuse to continue doing what I was doing. It was just an excuse. Perfectionism is always that. Perfectionism in any area of your life, you know, if you have perfectionism in relationships and you're like, I would rather not have a relationship at all than be in a relationship with someone and, you know, it not go well and me get hurt or me hurt them. If that's the standard that you have for yourself, then that's just, you know, completely unrealistic. And it's just an excuse to continue doing what you're doing and continue living the way that you live. That's all perfectionism is. It's just an excuse. And that's all that it was for me here, was an excuse to continue living the way that I was living and without having any, you know, repercussions for it. And so post-college, I was still living that way for the most part. I hardly ever drink anymore. Like, I am not at all the person who's like doing crazy things. Like, I wasn't crazy in college, don't get me wrong, but I'm not doing those kind of things anymore. But, you know, it was a long time that I lived that way, and I was okay with that. I really didn't. There was no reason for me to change anything about the way that I was living. I was fine not going to church on Sunday mornings, which I still don't do. I was fine with that. I am fine with that. And the things that I felt like I needed to do in order to be a good Christian, quotation marks there, a good Christian, I didn't want to do those things. And, you know, and again, I felt like that was disappointing to people here on earth and to God. And so why try at all? It wasn't until, I would say, you know, somewhere around 6 to 8 months ago, I came across a girl on TikTok. And she was talking about angels. And you may be, I think her name is Kinsey. You may have come across her yourself. But she was talking about her relationship with angels and how she'll just randomly call on her angels to do little things for her, to, like, you know, help her find a parking spot or things like that. And something about that really caught my attention. And that right there sparked a change in me and a growth in me that I never expected, that I literally never expected. So that day, I just decided, okay, I'm gonna explore this. I'm just gonna, like, talk to my angels and just kind of see what happens here. What I did was I closed my eyes and I just envisioned my angels. And for some reason, I envisioned three angels, and I envisioned them just like floating above me at ceiling level, right? Like these three girls floating above me, and they're just sitting here like listening to me. And I imagine that these are just my girls. These are just my angels. Something about this immediately connected for me and immediately felt right for me. And so I just decided, okay, I'm going to talk to them. Like, hey, angels, like, you know, give me some kind of like sign, or let me know that this is real, that, you know, I can believe in you. And I started to like pick up on things. I already had learned about angel numbers. And all that means is it's a repeating number that you see. So like maybe like you look at the clock and it says 444, or, you know, you check your bank account and it says you have $111, or you, for me, it's 1104. And when I heard about angel numbers, I immediately knew my angel number is 1104. First of all, it's the day of the year that I'm born. I was born on November 4th. And so I am that, but I see that number everywhere. If I look at the clock, it's going to be 1104. Like, I literally look at the clock at 1104 at least once a day, if not twice a day. I see it everywhere. I see 1104 all the time. My videos, sometimes whenever I look at them, they'll have 1,104 views or like 1,104 likes. And it's just insane to me the amount of times that I see 1104. And so I knew I had told Shane many years ago, like, for some reason, I see 1104 all the time. And we thought that that was so, like, cool, right? Like, that's my birthday. Oh, it's cool that you see that on the clock all the time. And then I learned about angel numbers, and I was like, my angel number is 1104 without a doubt. And so I started seeing angel numbers pop up everywhere after I asked them to prove to me that they were real. And so I started seeing, you know, on the clock, on, like I said, my bank account, everywhere I was looking, I was seeing, if I was driving down the road, then I would see like a mailbox that had an angel number in it, and they were just popping up everywhere. So I was like, okay, that could be coincidental. Maybe I'm just looking for this a little bit more. Well, then a few weeks later, I was in a coaching session, and the connection was really bad, and I couldn't hear what was going on, but I knew that the person on the other end of the line was really upset. They were struggling, they were crying, and I needed to be there for them in that moment, but I couldn't understand what was going on because the connection was so bad. I was just hearing a little cry here and there, or like a word or two here and there. And so I literally put my hands out, palm up, and I said, "Angels, if you are here with me right now, please strengthen this connection so that I can be of service to this person." And literally, I'm not kidding, this connection straightened up immediately, and I could hear everything from there on out. And it was just the honestly scariest experience, because I was like, oh my God, this is real. Like, I was like, holy crap, there are angels in my room right now. Like, I was like kind of freaked out, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like a ghost kind of situation of like, oh my God, this is real. And so as I was holding out my hands, I just said, thank you. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for being here with me today and proving to me that you're real. And in that moment, I just felt an overwhelming feeling of like, you're welcome, Laura. We are here for you. And from there on, I just started talking to them all the time. And what I felt was so cool about my angels is I feel like they are a pathway to get to God. And so, you know, like I was saying earlier, I feel like I have to be perfect to talk to God because, you know, He's God, right? And so I feel like I have to be so perfect to talk to God. And so I didn't want to bring, like, you know, petty little things to God of like, help me find a parking spot. Like the girl on TikTok was saying, help me find a parking spot. You can't bring that to God. He's got more important things. He's trying to, like, you know, heal people and stuff. And so I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm not going to talk to him for this, but my angels, they're just mine. They're here to literally serve me at all time, any time of the day. And so I feel like their connection to him. And if I need to, if I pray to them and I'm like, you know, angels, help me through this situation. Let me know what to do in this moment. You know, help heal somebody, anything like that. If I bring anything like that to them, and I feel like if they need to get God, then they will. So sometimes I'll just be talking to my angels, and I don't even call it praying. I just say I'm talking to them. And to me, that feels so much more casual. That's what I love about my angels and my relationship that I've built, is like, I feel like it is just so much more casual. I can be myself with them. If I want to say a curse word, I can say a curse word. If I want to be like, dude, like, why is this happening to me? Come on now. You know, like, I can do that with them. They're just like so much more, they're literally down to earth. Like, they're very much closer to me than God is, but they're also just like, their personalities are just like, they know me, and so does God, but I feel like I can be myself with my angels. And that was freeing to me. Whenever I started to feel that, I felt free. Like I could have this relationship without letting anybody down. And so I sometimes will be talking to them, and I'll just be like, you know, hey, angels, like, you know, will you help me with this situation? And if they need to get God, then I just imagine them going over and like tugging on God's robes and being like, hey, come over, we need you here. And he'll just like pop into my room and like, come, you know, be here with me in this moment. And I'll just sometimes be talking to angels, and I'll just be like, randomly, I'll start talking to God, and I'm like, I'll pause and be like, oh God, thank you for being here in this moment with me right now. Thank you for showing up for me. Clearly, this is something bigger than my angels could handle. So thank you for showing up and for providing assistance and, you know, being here in this moment with us. And then I'll just keep on praying and keep talking to them. And it just like randomly pops up for me. I can't explain it. It's just like, I'll be talking and like angels, like talking to my angels. And then all of a sudden the word God comes out, and I just pause and I'm like, oh God, you're here. Cool. I had no idea. Thanks for being here. Right? it has really changed my relationship with my angels. And I'm so intentional about my relationship with them. Every single night whenever I go to bed, I will lay down and I'll say, "Hey angels, I hope that you have a good night tonight. Before we go, I just want to say thank you for everything." And I will just start popping into my head, and I talked about this on my Instagram stories the other day. I'll just like start popping into my head random pictures of things that happen throughout the day. So like I won't take the time to say thank you for the amazing meal that I had at lunch. I'll just pop a picture of the amazing meal that I had at lunch into my head and then say thank you. And I just imagine it like I'm popping these pictures up, and then the word thank you just like goes over it, and then it just kind of disappears. It's like a little bubble, a little cloud that pops up of a picture, and then the word thank you pops over it, and then it just kind of disappears so that I can think of more. And I challenge myself. If I get to a place where I can't think of anymore, I'm like, there's so much more to be thankful for, Laura. Keep going. And I'll challenge myself. And a lot of times I fall asleep feeling that feeling of gratitude. That feeling of gratitude is powerful. I am telling you, the amount of stuff that has happened for me and has come into my life because I've practiced gratitude in the last like 6 months has been insane. I have had so many things go my way. So many things in life are going so great. And I used to feel so much fear. If one thing was like going great for me, I would feel a lot of fear because I would be like, what happens if this goes away? I would rather not be happy in this moment, because then it's going to hurt less when this thing goes away than if I feel really happy right now and then it goes away and I'm just shattered and heartbroken. But I've been so, I don't want to say forceful, just intentional with myself to intentionally sit in that feeling of gratitude, not allow my brain to wander down those ugly, disgusting paths that have all those fear and anxiety and worry about these amazing things going away. I just continue walking down the paths of gratitude and of abundance, because that is the life that I'm currently living. And it gets to be the life that you live too. And I promise you, once you start noticing all of the things that are going well, more things start to go well. I promise you that. And there's a saying, and it's like, where your focus goes, your energy flows. And it's like, if you focus on the things that are going bad, if you focus on the negatives, then negative things are going to happen to you. Bad things are going to happen to you. And it's like, it's just because that's what you're looking for. Good and bad things are happening all day, every day. Good and bad things happen consistently. They're happening everywhere, all around us, to us, near us. And it's all about what we choose to look at, how we choose to perceive a situation. And I know that that sounds annoying, but I promise you that that's true, because I live it. I used to be a glass half empty kind of girl. I used to be that girl of like, nothing works for me. And if it does work for me, then that means that, you know, something bad's going to happen down the line. I used to be that person that was like glass half empty. And now I'm such a glass half full kind of person. And I swear that it's because I practice gratitude. I practice being intentional. If I'm going throughout my day and I'm like, something is going well, then I will pause and I'll say, thank you, angels, and just keep on moving. If I'm looking at the clock and it says 2:22, then I'll pause and I'll be like, hey, thanks for being here, angels. I love that. I'm so glad that you're here with me right now. And I'll just keep on going about my day. And it just makes me so much more intentional about having that relationship with God and with my angels. And it makes me so much more intentional about practicing gratitude as well and being thankful for the great things that are happening. And I'm filming this on the day after I literally seared my hand. I was cooking one of the recipes that are in Healthy Handled, which is one of a lot of people's favorites. It is garlic parmesan chicken sandwiches. And in that meal, you have to put the entire pan in the oven so that you can continue cooking the chicken. I mean, like a frying pan. You put it in the oven. And of course, if you have ones that don't have the plastic or the like the silicone handles. Mine are stainless steel, and so they have a stainless steel handle. So I grabbed it out of the oven using an oven mitt, and I put it on top of the stove. And then I was like, oh, that might get in the way. And so I grabbed it with my other hand without thinking and tried to move it, and it literally like all four of my main fingers and the palm of my hand is just like whelped up and has a lot of, it's not good. It's not good at all. But in that moment, I was like, thank you, because I'm going to learn something from this. And I did. Something that I learned from that is I need to have more automations for my business. And I know you're like, what? How did she get to that? But I have it to where a lot of the times I will make a post and I'll be like, you know, comment the word blank and you'll get blank in return. And I'll DM you this thing. And I do all of that manually. And so I'll just, you know, sometimes I'll get like 30, 40 comments on a post that, and people want this thing DM'd to them. And I go and do that manually. I go to your profile, I click your name, and I send you a personalized message every single time. And I was sitting there and I had just made a post like that, like 30 minutes before. And I was getting all of these comments handled of people wanting to get the link for Healthy Handled. And I was like, oh my God, I can't even hold my phone right now. How am I going to send all of these people messages? And I had been thinking, you know, for the past like month or two, I've been thinking I really need to set up some kind of automation for this. And I just haven't made the time to do it. I just haven't made the time to look into it, to be honest with you, because I'm like, it's not killing me to do this. Well, in that moment, I was like, this was a really crappy way for me to have to learn this lesson. But in my angel's defense, they've tried to teach me that lesson in the past. There have been multiple occasions where I'm like, okay, this is probably a sign that I need to make this more automated. Okay, I'm listening. I know I need to make this more automated. Like that's happened two or three times already. And so I think in this instance, my angels are just like, listen, girl, we're trying to help you out, but you're not listening to us. So here. And I really do think that it was just a sign from my angels. And so in that moment, I paused and I was like, this was not cool, girls, but thank you for teaching me this lesson. Thank you for making this so obvious to me. And so now one of my goals for next week is to set up that automation, because I know that it is something that needs to be done. I know it is. And so that's something that I'm going to work on. But if I didn't have that perspective of like trying to find the good in situations and looking for the gratitude in every moment, then I would have taken that and been like, oh my God, this day is completely ruined. I'm not going to be able to fall asleep last night, which I literally had to take NyQuil, which is so terrible. I know it is, but I had to take NyQuil in order to fall asleep because I couldn't fall asleep because my hand hurt so bad, which thankfully today it feels better. But anyway, as I was, you know, if I didn't have that attitude and that perspective on things, then I would have gotten to the end of today or to the end of yesterday and just been like, this day was complete trash. This was horrible. But great, there were so many good things that came out of yesterday. So many good things. And so I laid in bed last night and I was like, I know that my hand hurts so much, but thank you for teaching me a lesson. And thank you for all these other things too. And then I just started listing them, popping them into my brain and popping thank yous over them and just listing all of the things that I had to be grateful for. So what I hope that you get out of this episode is not, oh, I need to have a relationship with my angels. I hope that you know, you don't have to get that. What I hope that you get is, it's okay if my relationship and my spirituality, my relationship with a greater power, looks different from somebody else's. Clearly, I'm not the only person who has a relationship with my angels, because I got that from somebody else, but it opened up my eyes and changed my life. And it's so different from anything that I'd ever heard before. And I do not think it's a coincidence that I came across that, you know, that TikTok. And I don't think it's a coincidence that you made it to this point in this episode, that you're here, that you're listening to this, and that you are learning about angels and about how they can show up for you. Angels, to me, were a connection to creating a relationship with God and to having a life that, you know, has meaning and I feel like has purpose. Because before that, I feel like I had a purpose. Of course, I do very purposeful work. I coach people. I taught. I was a teacher for years. And so I definitely feel like I had a purpose. But now I feel like my purpose is so much deeper and so much stronger. And I feel like it really serves me. And I feel so lit up by the work that I do because of that relationship that I have with my spirituality. My spirituality is so healthy now, and it's never been that way in my life. And so again, what I hope that you get out of this is that your spirituality can look however you want it to look. It can be whatever works for you, whatever gets you to a place of feeling like you have that deep connection, like you have a purpose, like you are connected to the world around you, to a world beyond what we can see here. Whatever gets you feeling like that, use it. Take it, run with it. Don't let anybody judge you or scare you out of doing what feels good for you. If I had listened to the world around me and to society around me telling me that I shouldn't be making this episode and that I shouldn't talk about this, then there's probably somebody receiving this right now who wouldn't be connecting with God in the way that they're about to, and connecting with their angels in the way that they're about to. I invite you to open up a conversation with your angels, see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, I invite you to experiment around and find what does work for you. Because like I said, spirituality is such an important part of our health. It is truly one quarter of our health. We think that health is all about the food that we eat and how much exercise we do, how much water we drink, but it is deeper than that. It is so much deeper than that. And my journey with spirituality has taught me that, and it's taught me that in ways that I never really expected. So thank you for allowing me to share this episode. All of the butterflies that I had prior to this are gone now. And I feel really excited because I feel like there's somebody that's going to listen to this that's going to have their life changed like mine. And so thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to share with you in this way. And thank you for opening your ears and your heart and your mind to this conversation. I love every single one of you. I am thankful every single time that you click play on one of these episodes. And I invite you to share this episode with somebody that you feel would benefit from it. And if you haven't already subscribed to the show, do that now so that you can get a notification when the next show goes live so that you never miss another one. I love you, and I will be talking to you very soon. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you again next week. And always remember, the more you know, the more you grow.